Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 back 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy to kill from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
What's going on? What's good? It's your boy Brooklyn Black, and this is the July 3rd edition of Pre-Game Radio. Hour one, session one. You know how we do it every Saturday night, Blog Talk Radio. This is how we get it going. We're going to be right back. We're going to open up once again, know what I'm saying? Still Miss MJ, so we're going to rock with some Speed Demon, get some bills paid and anything like that, all right? This is Brooklyn Black with Pre-Game Radio. I'll be back in a minute.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame. We'll be right back.
What's going on? It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, Free Game Radio, July 3rd. Happy 4th for all those, you know, down with the independence and everything like that. And, of course, as always, want to get these couple events out the way. Ladies, it's Girls Night Out tonight going down at Gravity, 229 Empire Boulevard, Bethany Rogers in Brooklyn. All the ladies are free before 2 o'clock. So you can catch both shows and still head out there and, you know what I'm saying, get in for free. Go enjoy it. Music by JD, the Entertainer, Versatile Sounds, Remo, the CEO, and more. You can call these dudes at Gravity or text them at 347-733-6557. Also going down tomorrow at Club Passion, 40 Merrick, West Merrick Road in Freeport. It's an all-white party. $4 beers, $5 mixed drinks. And also, too, they'll be debuting that new Moet White, so you want to go and check that out. But how's everybody's weekend going? You know, what are you guys doing for Fourth? Who's barbecuing? You know what I'm saying? Let me know. I want to come through and get a plate. 347-857-4302. We got Ev in the place to be. Ev, what's going on, son?
What's up, son?
All right, so, you know, we in the place. We live. Also, two big birthday shout-outs, homeboy DJ Fury, Ace Monroe. You guys enjoy your birthday. You know, it's time, you know, for the cancers we represent. Now, we let all you guys shine through the rest of the months, through the rest of the year. So now, summertime, this is where we blow up, all right? But, Ev, what's going on? What you doing? What you got going for the fall, son?
Well, son, in all actuality, I'm probably going to be home with my family, you know, chilling. We'll probably have our grill going, you know that. If you are invited, please don't just show up. You will get your feelings hurt. Okay, what you hear me talking about up here on the pregame.
That's awful.
That's what I plan on doing, chilling with the fam. You know, that's it. Nothing spectacular. I mean, basically, what does the fourth mean to me? Absolutely nothing. Just another reason for motherfuckers to go and buy shit and do shit. Me personally, I'm looking forward to only the fireworks. That's it. That's my part of the 4th of July, the fireworks. Everything else, you know, I can do without.
All right, that's pretty much what it is. Also, too, speaking of barbecues, Versatile Entertainment, along with the Digital Bashman crew, they're having an appreciation barbecue for all their fans going down at the Lime Spot, 561 East 28th Street between Foster and Farragut in Brooklyn. It's free admission. It's free food. Drinks will be on sale, though. You know what I'm saying? So you want to hit these guys up, 347-981-6973. There will also be live entertainment in the building. So that's something you guys can do tomorrow. Excuse me. We got also too. It's a big night tonight. We waiting on the homeboy Landlord and Black Dye Entertainment to come through. They are musical guests for the night. These guys are coming out of Harlem, New York. They got a couple, like I said, a couple artists, Landlord, Saint Nick. So they got big stuff coming up in the future. So we're waiting to hear from these guys, and I'll give you guys a sample of what they're working with, everything like that. We got as always, Lucky Me in the building calling out of Elmira. Luck, what's going on, man?
What's going on, boss? Just taking it light, taking it easy.
All right, so what's new in the world of Lucky Me, man? What are you working on now? I know you had a couple of Real Talk of Lucky Me episodes going down, anything like that. How's that working out? What's up with her cooking?
Episode 3. Well, I kind of made a decision that, you know, this going to be the last. This going to be the last season of her cooking, and so look out for episode 3 and 4. I'm going to be shooting those things out this week. Tomorrow, I'm dropping a video, the song that you played on your show, Trouble Comes. That was a success. That went pretty good. I like the way how the video came out. I'm uploading it as we speak, and just trying to, you know, get my buzz up in Elmira. All
right, that's what it is. Actually, what I'm going to do right now, once everybody get up in the room and we get stuff going before we move into Dumbass of the Week, I'll give you guys a sample of our special guest, like I said, Landlord, representing the Black Dye Entertainment crew. This song is active tonight, so you guys hold tight. We'll be back. Excuse me. This is Free Game Radio Sport, Brooklyn Black. I'm about to hit.
it up, bro. Yeah, I know you want me. I know you're gonna haunt me. You know the boy wrote it. I know you're gonna stalk me.
Shit.
And all that's gonna be because you're a little weak, you know? This is, I know what you're gonna want, bro. Uh-huh. But I ain't gonna front. You get where I'm going with it, don't you? Take it to the sky. Kind of figure that.
For sure.
The boy get busy for real. Hey yo, Ma, can I get a second? Yeah, I know you heard lines, but I'm smooth and kinda slick. Ain't no others like mine. Your looks is off the hook, but you're smelling real fine. Someone I would love to come up and pick up all nine. Is that fine? We can dine, eat, then and then go dance and see, Ma. I'm a winner that win. We can bowl, shoot, pool, do whatever you can. Hit the mall, buy the mall, I'll be all in your head. We can chill, hit a bar where there's some strippers involved. Cause I feel like a kingpin, seeing bitches and thongs. Is that getting get wet, you can picture that, huh? I need a freak in the sheets, admissions to come about nine times. I kill that pussy like a cat, so if it's nine lives, I ain't leaving till it's done. See, I'm about mine, and if I get it from the back, she gon' climb high. And like Reynolds, it's a rap, my shit prime time is even covered by the Jack. So after the night, that's right, you're probably gon' collide.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she about to OD just cause it's so weak. And that's after the night. I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she about to OD just cause it's so weak. And that's after the night.
Now I ain't gonna wait for the call back, cause she ain't going back. Now she praying to stay, waiting for me to blow back. Once it's a charm, it's like crack, they all want it back. Looking for that first hit, but she just thirsty. And I'm on her sick, cause she knows she got to wait. This shit ain't free. Listen, you know you got to pay. I'm a pimp around the way, and niggas slipping tight and gay. So these bitches a dime a dozen, so I'm wearing out my prey. Just hunting, it ain't nothing. I ain't front, that's not the way. It's Lizzie, I get busy. 450 in the rain, so miss me, my hoe's dizzy. All they really see is him. God, I make it hard apart. I'm too calm, I'm odd. Just real, man, I'm fond of heart. My dead bitches shit like I'm the farm. You just blaze to make sure the problem's solved. Then relax and gather facts till they all be gone. Listen, I'm the Mac, a 06, fully packable 4-6. The land Lizzie, that's me, and I'm back with a full mix.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after
give me a week, she thinking next step, hoping for my last name, but then I think back and figured how that ass came. Was she hoping for cash and crash after that ass came? Or do she love me, think that I'm hubby just cause my ass James? I never act lame, they just waiting for convo and greed, whole lust. Niggas just wanting my hoes, I'm hooked to a smell. I can find her with my eyes closed, you hating. You think I ain't picked up on your grind, fool a kid major. None do it like I do, I'm a wanted player, and I've been this way since high school. I line dudes, fine tune the bump in the G, get paid and get laid like I'm fucking the beat. 16 and a hot thought is never nothing to me. I gave you 3 volumes out, daddy, all of them free. So call me the king, but ladies, you can call me daddy, cause I guarantee that after the night, you're gonna be happy.
Uh-huh.
Just looking, yeah, just for ways to show your affection.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night.
Yeah. Brooklyn Black Pre-Game Radio. That was Landlord with the joint after the night. Musical guest waiting for this guy to get in the building. Ed, what you think on that one, Ed?
I like it. It's cool. I like the flow, you know. I like the music. It was okay. Bye.
All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, a 6.
Okay, so it's a 6. Look, what about you? What you saying on it? Uh, I guess he has no opinion on it. But
luck is having technical difficulties.
That's what it seemed like. But pretty much, we're gonna move in the dumbass of the week till these guys get in the building. 347-857-4302 is the number. We're gonna be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. But right now, like I said, we're getting into dumbass of the week. If you guys don't know or don't have Facebook or BlackBerry, something like that, this video's been circulating this past week of some this baby, no older than I say two, because he was still in a pamper, but.
Nah, he's about 3.
Video. All right, well, 3 is still on the campus is unheard of, but anyway. But he's on there with some grown-ass lady, you know what I'm saying? He got his little penis out the pamper, and he's humping shorty, moving the over one. But this is all this crazy shit, and the shit hit the net. I couldn't even watch the whole video. I was that disgusted by it. I guess would be the word.
Well, I watched the whole thing in its entirety.
All right, so since you watched the whole thing, what was your thoughts on it?
I couldn't help but want to choke the shit out of the bitch that was on the bed that little shorty was humping, and whoever it was that was recording this and thought it was funny. It was not. The child had his, like you said, he had his penis out. He was maneuvering. The girl was maneuvering in different sexual positions. And he was pumping like he saw what was going on. You ain't seen the video? He saw what was going on. Like he seen it before, and he knew exactly what to do. There was even a part where she had her legs open, and he was laying in between her legs, and she kept putting his head in between her legs. One of the most disturbing things, and I don't get disturbed easy. I don't have that queasy stomach. Nothing really fazes me, shocks me, or surprises me. But this, very, very disturbing, and I can only imagine what the future psychological shit on his kids is going to be, because, like I said, for him to be doing her the way he was doing, I'm absolutely positive that he's been watching somebody do something somewhere.
True indeed. It seems Lady Still, she got something to say on it. Lady Still, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? I saw the video also, and I agree. That shit was fucking disgusting. And I watched it in full also. But it's disgusting. She should be, like, located and thrown in jail. I have absolutely no idea, because ACS is always quick to take someone's children away, and yet I'm pretty sure she's living comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I want to get male point of view on this, because I don't know if, unless she just like had the camera on the tripod, there was a dude there recording it, and that's just my theory on it. Look at me. What do you think?
I'm sorry, bro. I just chimed back in. I went and hit the men's room for a second. You want to update me real quick?
Oh God. All right, pretty much, like I said, we're going into Dumbass of the Week, and my nomination was this grown-ass woman. She put a video while it came out on Facebook through BBM. I don't know how far this shit hit, but there was some kid, like I said, about 2 or 3 years old, from what I'm told. Penis out the pamper, and he's straight maneuvering and humping, sort of like, you know what he's doing. I haven't seen the whole video, so I don't know what else it entails, but I was told at a point in the video she was putting the little baby head down, in the area, like, whatever. But anyway, that's what we're talking about right now.
It just shows how things are just getting crazy in my hand, like old girl just said, they taking people's kids for you know, less things, and, you know, hopefully somebody find who she is and strip her of her rights of being a parent. That's her child.
Yeah, true, G. We moving along. Abby, what you got? You got a nomination for the match of the week? Yo, Ab.
Yes, son.
You got a nomination for Dumbass of the Week?
Oh, yeah, I definitely got a nomination. My nomination, in light of the Independence Day weekend, I nominate Eric Smith from Suffolk County, Long Island, in New York. It seems Mr. Smith was erected some type of 3-foot-long metal tube to shoot motors out of his home, of course, testing out stuff for the upcoming Independence Day fireworks spectacular or whatever. And unfortunately, he, not being a professional, leaned over it because it hadn't ignited, but of course it had ignited, so we can only imagine what happened. It blew off his arm from the shoulder. His friend tried to put it on ice and get him to the hospital for them to reattach it. I'm still waiting on word about that, but I nominate him for being certain things you should not fuck with. One of those things are fireworks. If you are not a licensed professional, we're not talking about firecrackers or M80s. We're not talking about shit like that. We're talking about hardcore fireworks. I don't care how much the guy is selling for out the trunk of his car. If you don't know what you're doing, it's best left to the hands of professionals. Let me reiterate that for all of you out there. I know you hear me. You know who you are. You're going to be getting fireworks, and you're going to see something that looks really dazzling, or it's going to make a lot of noise, or a really big boom. If you don't know what you're doing, don't fuck with it. Save your money. Take your ass downtown to the FDR. I don't know where you're at, located. Go to your roof. Watch the fireworks that way. Just be safe. Better safe than sorry. That's
can I nominate?
What happened?
I said, can I nominate someone, actually?
Knock yourself out.
This is, it may be kind of random, but I'm nominating Lloyd, the singer, and also whoever this magic source is in regards to the Chris Brown performance. I understand that, you know, Lloyd is saying his comment was taken out of context, but there's a certain point where when you're a celebrity or in the limelight where you know that certain shit you say is just not appropriate. Like, it's just going to be ripped apart. And I think that he should have had enough common sense to know not to say no shit like that. You know? And
well, no shit like what? What did he say that caused us uproar?
Because he said that he told Chris Brown to cry. He was saying, what he meant was that he was telling him to leave his heart on the stage, to put his all into it. But he used the specific words that he told him to cry or whatever the case may be, and people are taking it and running with it, you know, to make it more credible that.
Okay, so
he,
for those who are not familiar, those who don't watch TV, the BET Awards was what, last Sunday, and
yeah.
Chris Brown did a powerful tribute in light of the anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing, and he couldn't get through it because he broke down emotionally, started crying, and with the help of the audience, he finished the song. So what I'm assuming is Lloyd made a statement saying that he told Chris Brown to give it his all, but it got construed as he told Chris Brown to cry, and he was all he was coercing him to, like, take it. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, he did use the words. He said he told him to give it his all, to leave his heart on the stage. He told him to cry. But you already know, he has so many haters out there that were, like, pissed off that he did as great of a job as he did in the first place. So he said that, and everybody took it and ran with it. And then after that, this magical source that no one knows who it is claimed that they saw his bodyguard hand him some eye drops to induce the tears, which is fucking crap because perfectly that. Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Shit.
All right, but yeah, straight up, I would have to say, yeah, Lloyd, like, you being in the line, like, you should know whatever you say gets misconstrued and anything like that. So, yeah, that's pretty much them as material right there. Because you should have known what you were saying, should have watched what you said and everything like that. Your homeboy trying to redeem himself, that was his point of redemption, and you straight fucked it up. So,
let me ask you,
them after the week for that one.
The Lloyd that we are talking about is the gay boy, well, the gay-looking one with the ponytail and the falsetto. Is that who we're talking about?
The singer.
Okay, yeah. He probably, well, I don't know when the last time he had some shit out. So because of all the publicity that Chris is getting, I believe he just wanted to attach himself to the shit anyway. Not to say that, you know, they're not dance practice buddies or what have you. But I personally believe that was genuine emotion that people were seeing. I believe just the fact that he's trying to recover from this thing that happened with Rihanna. He's trying to show himself in a more positive light. He's still being met with a lot of opposition, which we see in every day since the show, you know, with people's comments, you know, on Facebook and paper, on the news that, you know, he was allegedly crying. Me personally, I felt that was sincere, that he was probably hurting because remember, he couldn't participate last year because people were saying they would back certain advertisers and saying they would back out of the show. And certain performers said that they wouldn't come because he was there. So he didn't have a chance to actually participate in the moment when it happened. And if you remember last year's BET Awards, it was some last-minute thrown-together stuff hosted by Jamie Foxx, I believe, one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. It was, like, totally improvised. Everything was based around Michael's passing and tributes to him. And like I said, can you imagine not being able to participate in showing honor and respect to someone who inspired you to do the things that you're doing now? So that was real emotion. Chris was serious. He was hurting. He was hurting. He was feeling good. He was being redeemed all at the same time. Motherfuckers need to cut him some slack and let him go on. Y'all up here bigging up Rihanna. She is like nothing ever happened. So let's let this young boy.
All right. Back to the corners. All right. We got half hour left. You know what I'm saying? We have some stuff to get down. Also, too, I want you guys to know that Six South School Day present the main event jump off at the Negril Village on the 7th, that 70 West 3rd Street between Thompson and LaGuardia. Reached by Six South. Party starts at 9 p.m., so it's one of those. You get out of work, you party for a little bit before you go back. So that's what we're doing. We're still waiting on the arrival of Landlord Black Dot Entertainment Crew. We'll be right back. Here's another track from them, I Can't See That. And this free game radio will be back in a minute.
Yo, you gotta love feel the boy. I got you gotta feel me.
Cloudy days ain't looking so sunny. Now when I look behind me, shit ain't looking so lovely. All that honey, my bunny, I love you, you're funny. Just don't seem the same, what's the blame, is it money? You used to come and confront me, don't give a fuck with my company. But now she's starting to brush me off. Hey yo, check out my, fuck it, not just dust me off. I'm a pimp bitch, bomb for y'all. See, I roll with cools. saw her falling out of the mall. I guess the fall fucked the fuck up your vision. Have you forgot? Guess you spent too much time on position to know I'm hot. But it's cool, ma, I'm out in the business, I make it pop. Should have stopped cause my heart was in pieces, we had to part. Had to start soon, finish real couple of months. Years long, still digging your guts with your bell, yo. Fuck it, I hop in the gear and get off the clutch. What's the rush? Stretching a fresh tea, cause I said I'm a breeze. Now she's slick talking, saying shit, but I'm in relief. Cause at least I see the foolish shit, you see this why I'ma leave. First, you say you're doing this and lie to your teeth. And second, all you do is bitch and you're not in your speed. Every day you be losing it and act like it's me. I know I ain't the one that's doing it, I try to ride, but it's deep. All I got is my music, so I'm gon' rise to my feet. My word, my mom, no pie, so I shout my seed. I filed a decree, my motto was sleep when you dead. Put them on a creek and follow the shit that you said. When you was down on your knees, then please come in. When it was cool, a clown for nothing, with nothing to drown, to love it. But as soon as it became the public, it's like it changed or something. And became another page I'm done with. Really think that she bought it. Small, slim body, be like Whitney and Bobby. Hobbies a lot different, more like daddy and mommy. But don't front, girl. No. You know you're happy, you got me. And don't stunt, girl. No. Because you know I'll be out here. Shut up, girl. I'm just playing and moves change, but I'm never out bugging and doing them cool things. I'm just chilling with mom. Yeah. Stop, ma. Listen, that's a small thing. You in the dark. You my wife, that's true to the heart. That's a nice thing, you get a start. Take a walk, has me part, right land. They try to rip us apart. They like land, you like band, no matter who's in the park. My right hand up the sky, when I ride, we gon' ride. Let's stop playing, mom. And fuck toast in the odds. It's like 1-4-3, you heard the shit's the bomb.
I don't think
this
about you if you don't got pussy to go.
All right, yeah, this is Free Game Radio, it's your boy Brooklyn Black, 347-857-4302. We talking Dumbass of the Week. As F said, Chris Brown did his thing. He definitely redeemed himself in my book. You know, in my book, he didn't have to do much redeeming anyway. But we got Lady Steel, Lucky Me, Ebb in the building. We're going to take a couple calls. We're going to take a call calling out of 347-427-425. What's good? You live in the pregame. Hello, 347. Hi, welcome back. Who else is in? We got 804 Virginia in the building. 804, you live in the pregame. What's up? Yeah, like they just get on the air, you know. But hey, I appreciate you guys getting on and anything like that. But FDAP, keep it moving right to the topic. You know, in light of it being Independence Day and everything like that, well, how everything is now, you know, you can pretty much get everybody's life story, you know, via Facebook or GPS or whatever, and things like that. So do you guys still feel like we're as independent as other countries? Ed, what you saying on that? Well, they can mend their way.
And then other countries.
We still... We still as independent, you know, anybody.
What, say it again?
I said, do we feel, you know, as a you know, we still have our independence, you know, as a country, you know, as easy now for our government to access our whole public life, you know what I'm saying? It's with so much as a click of the mouse.
No independence.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a limited, you are given the illusion of freedom because you're allowed to do certain things and you could more or less come and go, you know, as you please, but you don't have no real freedom.
Exactly. And Independence Day, you know, it's not really, like, I believe when this date was initially created a holiday, I don't even believe that we as black people were free from slaves, from slavery or whatever. So it's not even, like, our complete independence. This is just another one of the BS. It's another barbecue day, pretty much. That's
yeah. Uh-huh, true indeed, another barbecue day. Basically.
Yeah. Pretty much like, you know, me, I'm just thinking, you know, maybe that it may feed too much into the whole holiday thing, because like Lady still said, you know, black people, we were still slaves back then. Oh, it seems like we got to call the radio to talk from the 347. 347-425, you in the pregame, what's up?
How you doing?
What's going on? Who this?
Hello?
Yeah.
I was just listening to your about independence and stuff like that. It seems like you know, we're going backwards. Like now, everything is being logged. I mean, you get on the train with your Metro card. You know what I mean? They know where you are. You walk down the street, cameras are watching you. You know, it's like independence. It's like the lady just said, it's a myth. You know what I mean? It's like we're losing more of our independence as time goes on. Sort of thing, you know what I mean? And it is true, we're not slavery by chains and whips, but your every waking moment is being documented, sort of thing. And I don't find no independence and stuff like that there. I mean, you know, you can't do anything. It's like whatever we see on TV becomes law, sort of thing. And, you know, I just think that creates a problem as far as independence is concerned.
Okay, could you tell the people listening in who you are, where you calling from?
Well, my name is Kenneth Goodman. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a relative.
Brooklyn.
You know, sort of thing. And as I said, you know, it's like they, like the lady said, they give the illusion of independence, but it's true, it's an illusion, sort of thing. Like I said, there's nothing that we do, you know, buy a soda that's not documented. Every time you use your card, your Metro card, your debit card, you know, everything is being documented. It's like, you know, we're little mice in a cage, sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, as far as independence goes, I agree with you. You know, it's a myth, sort of thing. But you know, you make
the
best.
And not even with just the debit cards and stuff, but with what we're all calling from now on our cell phones. You got these towers that they ping and they give your location, and they can pretty much see what your routine is and where you do your stuff at, where you go, how far you travel, and even the time.
Exactly.
Even the date and time. And real talk, if you can go in Google and go to Google Maps and put in someone's address and a picture of their actual house comes up, there is no freedom. There is no freedom. You can't even live somewhere really anonymously. All someone needs is your address. They can put it in and boom, up pops a picture of your house. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. And I don't even remember giving my consent to Google for them to even do that. I mean, is that even lawful?
This is true. But like I said, you know, we just got to make the best of it and stuff. You know, I'm an older cat, so, I don't know how many years, you know, I got left on this earth, sort of thing. But I feel sorry for, like, my grandkids and, you know, and my sons. You know, it's going to get worse. Just like when they had that 9/11 thing and then Bush was able to put into the effect that they can tap phones just because. You know what I mean? You know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So, you know, like I said, it's a myth sort of thing, you know. You got to do what you
got
to do.
All right, true indeed. So Kenneth, you know, while you're on the line, you got the floor. Anybody, you know, you want to give a shout-out to, you want to get anything that you got going on out in the air, this is your time right now.
Well, you know, there's nothing really happened. I like to say, you know, I love my family, all of them. You know, it's too many to name them all, sort of thing. And if they're listening, they know who they are and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna take my exit.
All right, no doubt. Thanks for calling in. Keep rocking with us. We'll be here coming up again at 12:30, all right?
All right, Daddy-o.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to Ken and his family. We're going to take a call calling out at a 563. 563, you live in the pregame. What's good?
Yeah, what's happening? This is Lance Miguel out of Montgomery, Alabama. But I'm in on the
All right, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I apologize. I ain't been tapping in late. You know, the time be messing me up over here. I was outside talking to somebody, and they were talking about going to balls or whatever, and then the dude said, you got to do a pregame before you go to the ball. And I'm like, fuck, pregame. I called in, and y'all was on the line. But, yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Heard to hear from y'all in a minute. Yeah.
How you doing?
Thank you.
I'm in the house.
Yeah,
hey, no doubt,
I did my
What you do?
I said I did my first video shoot like a week ago, worked on the video shoot. You know what I'm saying? So
and you didn't invite us?
Well, not even that, but you know what? You know, if you took any pictures of, you know, of yourself or, you know, what was going on, if you're a fan of the pregame on Facebook, you know you can post your pictures for all of us to see.
Yes, what's up? I'm going to do that. See, my daughter,
yep.
She got a Facebook page, and, you know, I ain't that good in there. I got a blog talk page and a YouTube page. But
okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Tell us, come on over to the pregame, to link up to the pregame, put your pictures up. You can upload your pictures.
That's what's up. I got some fly pictures, too, man.
Yeah, upload your pictures. You know, show us where you pregaming at. Show us what you're doing, how you having fun and anything like that. That's what we're doing. Oh, it looks like another member of the round table, Mr. JL, has come into the building. JL, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I just been listening to what y'all been talking about. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up? What's up, JL?
I'm good. How you doing, guys?
We all in here pre-gaming, you know. Like I said, right now we're talking about do we actually feel independent as, you know, Americans living in this North American government, you know, where your whole person is to be accessed at the click of a button and not even by the government.
Well, as I've always told you, we're in the age of communication and there's just way too much information out there. Unfortunately for us, it's actually not unlawful to put those images up on Google because they use, you know, the government satellites, and it's just an open public thing. It's too bad that they can just look up your address like that, though. It's not even really cool.
Your address, see a picture of your crib.
Yeah, I know. I had somebody show me that, and I think I can even do it from my phone.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's crazy.
You know, nobody can hide anymore. And actually, they are keeping track of everything that we do. I think they're experimenting with the upper class, you know, people too. If you go to Roosevelt Island, they have little cards for everything: the vending machine, the washing machines, and their laundry, all of that stuff. When you use your Metro card, they even caught criminals like that. They say they wasn't in the area when that person was murdered, and there they was, leaving the scene, and they get your records like that. They want to do away with money eventually. That's what the real plan is, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
If they get rid of money, if you pay with credit, everything is trackable.
I asked again, and with all of us, you know, it's most of all of us, whether we're East Coast, West Coast, down south, up north, we're in the same country, same, you know, government. So, as Americans do, y'all feel independent when all of our stuff could just be that access? Like, do you even feel that sheet of privacy?
Well, you see, we're no more or less independent because that stuff is out there, because everybody's stuff is accessible. But I will say this. I don't even think that we was considered Americans when the holiday was made up. So this is just another day that I get to get an excuse to go on a barbecue and get a day off of work and spend some time with my kids. You know, see the fireworks and all that. It's American Independence Day, but it's not really our Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's what I propose. Somebody go on Google, find out the exact month, day, year the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. That'd be Black America's Independence Day.
It was, wasn't it 1887? When America declared its independence from England?
That was
July 4th.
July 4th, 1776.
Say it again.
I'm saying, what was the when was the Emancipation Proclamation signed? That was signed by Abe Lincoln, abolished slavery. So if anything, for Black America, that would be our Independence Day. So I said we get the exact date.
That wasn't even our Independence Day, please. All that shit was a ruse, too, but that's for a different pregame show.
All right, so that's okay. So that's what it is. Let's see. We got a caller call out at 917. 917, you live in the pregame. What's up?
Hey. As far
we got you. Where the party at?
Party.
917, we got you, but you know, it sounds like you partying. Where you at?
Oh, well, I. I don't know, but the point is that as far as in any matter where you are, they can find you. But then again, that could be to your benefit because of, you know how they always say we all look alike, and you can always say it wasn't me. And you'll be able to have your proof, so it does work in your favor at times. That's what I gotta say.
It's more detrimental than helpful. You know what I'm saying? Especially for people of the, I don't know how you say it, the darker persuasion.
Well, that's you know, it could be that. But then you can always say, too, you know, it wasn't me and have proof of it. And too many times, many of the people of color are not believed because they have no proof. But they can say, listen, I was on the A train. I was going uptown. And you have that proof with that Metro card that you use instead of being locked up for days at a time. That's what I'm talking about.
The only way to validate that proof is still through them. So, I mean, unfortunately, it's still left up in their hands. It's not like you have a machine at your house that you can produce these results. You still have to go through them. And our system is pretty corrupt.
Well, eventually, they'll be able to know that, too, because you can say, I was watching Comedy Central on Channel 50 at so-and-so time, and they'll be able to go into their TV networks and find out if, in fact, your TV was on at that time. Because it's getting to that point where there's nothing that you can do that no one will know. Well, no, everybody will know what you was doing because of technology.
And I'm sure that they're able to do a lot more than what we are aware of. The point is that what they're going to use it to do, the system is not designed for them to exonerate us. It's actually designed for us to fail. So at the end of the day, like I said, to validate these claims, you still have to, you know, rely on them, unfortunately.
Okay. That was just my point of view. That's what I was thinking about because, you know, how they do things now as far as even at your job, you know, how you, you know, used to be able to swipe a card or sign in. Now you got to put your whole hand in and everything is identified or either it's voice authenticated. That's just my point of view according to different things that's been going on from what I know.
All right. Anybody to the corner, let's chill out. We got to take another call. And calling out at 347-347-425. You are live in the pregame. What's going on?
How you doing? I'm back again.
All right, what's up, Ken?
Okay, listen to this here. I was just listening to, I don't know, it sounds like a cousin, like Cheryl, actually. But anyway, about the TVs and all that. See, it's getting worse. I mean, now you're sitting in your house, and they can tell you if your TV's on. They can already do that. But now the TV's probably watching you. You know what I mean? It's like this automation stuff, it's making us impersonable. I mean, we don't have to go out and shake a hand no more or go see a family member. You know, we can text or, you know, just have a chat thing on the computer. It's like it's making it convenient, or in our minds it's convenient, but what it's doing is it's tearing us apart, sort of thing. I mean, that's just my opinion. And the other thing I wanted to say, there's a book called From Superman to Man, and I think every black person should read this book. It's by A.J. Rogers. Excellent book. It's a good read.
Yep.
It's a small book. It doesn't take a whole lot. But if you ever get a chance, you know, you can download it. Now you have to go to the store and stuff. You can download it. You need to read this book, right? Because, like I said, this stuff is all trickery. You know what I mean? Well, you know, they say, yeah, well, you know, now you got a computer. We're going to make your life easier. No, what it's doing, that's the hook in your mouth. But once the hook is in your mouth, I mean, it's like you're in prison. I mean, like I said, they're clocking you every moment. And most things, like they say, science fiction of yesterday is science fact of today. If we can watch TV, right, what makes you think TV is not watching us? I mean, you know.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And it does have its advantages and disadvantages. And this was out a long time ago about Big Brother watching and how they have the cameras in the street, you know, so they can catch the people that are speeding and what have you. They watching everybody that does everything. So there is nothing that's a secret unless you're just going to shut down all electronics in your house. Because look at all the iPhones. Look at Skype. I mean, you could talk. You could look at people and talk to people. I mean, it's just like that now. So what are you going to do?
Well, like myself, you know, I don't have a computer. You know, I don't feel like I have a need for one. Now, I have one, but I never set it up. I have an Apple. I just never set the thing up. It's like it doesn't apply to me. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, I don't know, it takes away the human element, sort of thing. And, you know, I'm not really with that and stuff. You know what I mean? I guess eventually I'm going to have to break down and go ahead and set the thing up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm getting beat by the system. But, you know, for the most part, like I said, it doesn't appeal to me. It's like, you know, it's not the most comfortable feeling. Even with that, what they call that thing, the little camera thing. I don't know what they call it. But if you can watch them and you turn your computer off, just like, okay, I was watching a show one day. Dude turns his phone off, right? He committed a murder or whatever the case may be. He turns his phone off, right? They turned his phone on and then tracked him. You know, and I'm saying if they could do stuff like that, I'm not really comfortable with that, personally.
Right. Yeah, because, well, you could have done that. They were doing that with Verizon when you could be out of your house and forget to put your answer machine on and call the code and turn it back on.
All right, everybody back to their corners. You know, before we run out of time, we got about 5 minutes left in this broadcast here. I want to get out, for those who are into the fashion thing, there's a fashion show going down at 525 Waverly between Atlantic and Fulton on the 10th. Starting at about 6:30, so you want to go check that out. It's like $5, $5, $10 to get in. You want to go and check that. But also, too, going down on the 9th, there's a big party going on at Mingles Nightclub, 4012 Boston Road in the Bronx, with music by DJ. First Choice, I'm sorry, DJ First Choice with bottle specials, and it's a strict dress code, so we talk button up shirts for the guys, nice dresses for the ladies, heels, and all that good stuff. Also, the Beans Hallway Natural Salon presents their party going on at the Bistro at 338 Franklin between Franklin and Green. $15 admission. Bring your own bottle. Food will be served. You can contact Sabine at 718-789-2673 for all your natural hair needs. They do dreads, braids, all that good stuff. So if you want to check them out with them. Like I said, we're talking about independence in this day and age in this society. 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio. We're having a bit of a good discussion here. Kenny from Brooklyn and Cheeks from Brooklyn, they're going in about it. We got Eb in the building, Lady Still, Lucky Me, I don't know if he's still here. But we got everybody, we're going in on this subject. And me personally, before it gets, like I said, out of hand and crazy, I want to say, I don't think it's any type of anything like that, because if they could access all of our stuff there, it doesn't matter. Somebody's playing music.
It ain't me, son.
What was that?
Yeah, that was lucky me. He was like he said before, he was working on his video, but somehow it interfered with our feed. But anyway, the government can access us at any time, and any government that could do that, of course, it's not an independent government. It's not a government for the people. That's how I feel on it. So, like Ev said, this Independence Day is really not for us. And
a question. May I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay, I heard someone speaking about the lack of money, or what they want to make a cashless society. And I caught for lack of a better word, the ass end of the conversation. But now, how do you feel about a cashless society?
What kind of society?
Cashless, no money. There's debit cards and credit cards. That's what they want to make. They want to make a cashless society. Like that whole
nah.
thing. Go ahead.
Well, with that,
I want my
that
money
just
in my
gives
hand.
Them a, yeah, that just gives them better control of how you spend your money and what you do, because say you want to go and buy yourself a carton of milk, but you can't use cash. You got to use your debit card. They'll know you went and bought a carton of milk. That's
exactly.
not their business. So if you bought a carton of milk, you was fucking thirsty. But
that's what it's coming to.
It's progressing.
Nah, I don't think. I think that cashless society is a bad idea for the simple fact that it's not a question of if, but when we suffer this power outage and everything goes out, just like it did a couple of summers ago. It just went out just overnight.
Right.
And people were stuck. People were stuck. You couldn't get no money out the bank. You couldn't use your phone if you didn't have a cell. And you depended on a cordless phone, which required electricity. You couldn't use your phone, especially if you went through the computer. It was just a whole bunch of stuff. And I think what will happen is once they do that, that once again leaves the power in the hands of the minority, while the majority of people will be the ones to suffer, to be complete and total chaos and anarchy in the street if we couldn't use our debit cards and we had nothing else to pay for stuff with.
That sounds like the blackout back in the 60s. And it wasn't about any cash. Folks went and took whatever they wanted to take.
True.
Yeah,
well, see,
but you know, their argument is going to be that it's going to help to eliminate crime, because that's what they've already said. That it's going to help to eliminate certain kinds of crime, because all the money is going to be tracked and nobody's going to have any secrets. You know?
No, that's
but
a lie,
that's
because
not,
I know a couple
that's
of
not
people
a good
that
thing, because what's going to happen is it's just going to increase the amount of electronic crime. Like all the people who
well,
are Google
you,
computers.
I guess you'll need to pick up this conversation at the next pregame at 12:30.
All right, yeah, we got about 30 seconds left within the showcase. I'm surprised we haven't been formally shut down yet, but I want to get a couple of shout-outs.
They listening, son. They listening.
Okay, shout-out, Ebony's Cheesecakes, Ebony right at yahoo.com. Mention pregame video, get free delivery free. That's the free delivery fee. That's why we're delivering all five boroughs. So that's what we're doing. So check her out. I want to give a shout out to Seabell Keith Communications, one of our sponsors, Tough Wire Consulting, TUFFWIRE@gmail.com. They can minimize your cell phone bill, everything like that. Also, check out JL at 2460 Grand Concourse. They're selling Sprint Evos out of the Yin Yang. They're running out. So get there early, get there quick, get everything going. Tune in. We're picking this up right back up at 12:30. Charge your phones. Refresh your screens. Everything like that. We'll be right back in about half hour. This is Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. I'll be back in 30. Peace.
Hello?